High Noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We've got a Keefe for Madness for you at 1245. We've got a 2 for Tuesday, Red Sox and Orioles tickets coming your way 1.5 hour from now. And if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you are seeing live updates of the match at Granite Links. It looks like we just had a little, almost weigh-in style.
I don't think they did that.
Discussion between Greg Hill and Chris Schein. Yeah, minus the weigh-in.
But no, like they think Courtney did a pregame interview with both parties, and now they have not teed off yet. They're getting to their carts? I thought they had caddies.
I heard they were walking this course.
That's what I thought, too. They're only playing 9 holes, and so they're making their way, I assume, to the first green. But you haven't missed anything yet. We'll give you live updates throughout our program on how the match goes.
Oh, yes. Former intern Thomas driving people around there. I see Jackson. Are they driving?
Hello, my friends.
Maybe they're driving to the first. I've never been there, so maybe they got to drive to the first tee box. I don't know.
Oh, nice. We have a Team Scheim sign.
All right.
In one of the carts. I don't see any pro-Greg propaganda yet.
Not yet. We'll see.
We'll be keeping our eyes on that. That is, again, the match. Updates all day long.
Very good.
Here on Jones and Keefe. When they come in, we'll be sure to update you. We also have updates from Patriots OTAs. Reporters are there. It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here as he does every Tuesday at high noon. What's going on, Tom?
I am looking live over Mike Vrabel's first practice that is open to the media. And they have just finished their opening little drills, and now they have entered into dynamic stretching. We heard from Mike Vrabel just 15 minutes ago, and he highlighted the fact that the Patriots are already in competition mode, not just a learning camp. They are getting after it. Meanwhile, Washington will be in Foxborough prior to the preseason game for joint practices. The Patriots will travel to Minnesota and visit the Vikings prior to that preseason game. So you'll see J.J. McCarthy, one of the greatest young quarterbacks in the National Football League, squaring off with Drake May.
Whoa. This is good stuff. I think this is what happens when you get on the field like this.
No,
you just
like
automatically turn into like a snappy reporter.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, Tom.
That was scribe stuff right there.
That was real good. Any takeaways from the 10-12 minute Q&A with Mike Vrabel today?
Not really, honestly. It was very much focused on the development of the team identity and installation of basically a culture and what they're going to be all about. Wanted to stay low on any type of talk about schedule or what the expectations might be for anybody. So I thought that was interesting. Can you hear the music in the background?
We can, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, no, it's okay. We hear it, but it's not overly distracting. That's fine.
Some might call it distracting.
But I can hear it. I think that was one of my takeaways there, Tom, as well, is just he didn't take the bait on, hey, are you looking at the schedule? You're doing any of this? And as we know, that was something, that would happen over the last year with Jerod Mayo. So I do think that jumped out. He wasn't playing any of those games.
I thought it was interesting, too. We talked about this last night on Early Edition with Rich. When you look at a team that is coming off consecutive 4-4 seasons and people are trying to reasonably and objectively look at their schedule and still coming up with 9 or 10 wins, not even being aggressively optimistic, it has to change a little bit, I think, the expectations and pressures that are going to be applied on the team. So, what if this bad team starts 500 in the first month of the season? People might look at it as a disappointment. Well, you should have beaten Carolina. You should have beaten the Raiders. You should have beaten whoever the other opponents are, Miami and a good team, Pittsburgh. So it's going to be interesting to see how Vrabel begins to measure and maybe temper some of the expectations. I'll be interested to see that because Bill would always temper them. But is Mike also of the mind that, no, we're full speed ahead. We expect success. We expect to be good. Which way will we go with that is going to be interesting.
We heard Vrabel was asked towards the end about the wide receiver room, and it was brought out like, hey, you got a pretty loaded receiver room there. And he quickly stopped and was like, well, this time of year, every team has, a ton of players at every position. But there is something there about the wide receivers they have. I'm not saying any of them are amazing, but there's a few guys there that might be some interesting cuts. Like, you can't carry all of them. You have a bunch of recent draft picks and then a couple of free agents that they signed this offseason. So that's got to be one of the more compelling position groups as we enter, all this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that really you have three guys who are on the outside looking in who are recent draftees. Booty was one of their most productive guys, but that's, you know, Kevin Gamble level production last year from Booty. I mean, nobody else was there to catch balls. So I think Polk and Baker have to prove their worth. Even though they're second-year players, I don't think that they get grandfathered in by any stretch of the imagination. They have to prove their worth, and I think they're on the outside looking in and have to try and edge out guys. Like, how are they going to beat out Kendrick Bourne? Like, McDaniels loves Bourne. He's caught 800 yards worth of balls, 55 catches on like 70 targets in 2021. How's he going to beat him out? How are they going to beat out DeMario Douglas? They're not. They're not going to beat out Diggs. They're not going to beat out, you know, Mac Hollins, who's a core special teams guy. These guys do nothing on special teams. So I think they might all be cooked.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look overly promising for some of those guys trying to sneak their way on. When it comes to OTAs and what you're looking for, Tom, I'd imagine a lot of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I imagine a lot of it is who's playing with whom and what the depth chart looks like. Is it fair to read into that at this time of year, or is that something that, I mean, we're even jumping the gun at OTAs compared to a training camp or a preseason?
I honestly don't look at it that much. I look kind of at the movement because it's the first time you get a chance to see how someone looks physically. I remember commenting a few years ago in Mac Jones' first year in 2021. I said, man, he's 6'2", but he is kind of slight compared to Jimmy Garoppolo, who was also 6'2". And people, he's not slight, he's just the same. I'm like, all right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's when Mac was a new shiny toy, people defended. So, you know, get a look at how Kyle Williams moves. How well does he work in the bags during drills? Because I think the depth chart is a lot of it's going to be default. You know, Bradbury will be the default center, and, you know, Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez will be the default corners. I am interested to see the rotation at safety, for instance, to go a little in-depth on the personnel on the roster. You know, where is Mapu lining up? What's the story with Duggar and Marcus Epps, who's a new safety add, and Jabril Peppers? What's that rotation like? Because I think that's an important part of this team, too. So, yeah, I'll watch a little bit of the depth chart, but I wouldn't make conclusions. How's that, Jody?
Seems like there's been either a new offense or a tweaked offense every year for the last 4 or 5 years here with the Patriots. Do you think this has a chance to be a smoother transition, considering you are bringing in some new guys? So whether it's a rookie left tackle or rookie running back, free agent receivers, it's, you know, they're joining a new team, so it's going to be new regardless. Plus, it's a guy like Josh McDaniels as opposed to the previous two guys that were here. Do we expect a quicker transition for everybody learning this offense?
I think this is the first step, you know, the first few OTAs and rookie mini camps and things, but this is the first time you have the entire class in the auditorium, so to speak, to try and teach them. And I don't know, I'd be interested to ask Josh whether do you move as quick as your fastest learners can take it, or do you wait until your slowest learners are caught up? I would imagine it's probably the former. They're going to move quickly, and if you don't catch up, we're going to have to move on. Now, if only two guys are keeping up, you're going to have to slow everything down, but that will be interesting to watch. They just have huddled up here for a pre-practice meeting before they break into things. They finish their stretching.
Dynamic
but I think
stretching,
that's a really
interesting.
It is. Do you know what dynamic stretching is?
No, a more active aerobic stretch, I'd imagine.
You don't sit there,
like a karaoke.
You don't sit there and put your hands over your head and start pulling on your gosh darn toes.
Yeah.
No.
You know, you just don't do that. It's bad for you.
An active stretch.
You jog around a little.
Yeah.
Butt kicks, things like that.
One of those. I got you. I like that. I'm a bend over, touch your toes kind of guy. I didn't realize that was bad for me. Okay, so when it comes to, I can't do that. What am I going to do? I'm going to pop a hammy.
Don't.
Yeah, you haven't listened to Tom Brady method.
You got to get loose a little bit before you go. The people walk out there and start grabbing their toes and bending over.
I'm actually not much of a stretcher whatsoever. I'll just, you know, I'll pull something and just go try to run it out. So when it comes to the Patriots' expectations this year, Tom. Not that they're playing you off. When it comes to Patriots' expectations this year, I'm curious if you think they have a bit of a window with the Celtics getting eliminated early, people being out on the Bruins. They're angry about the Sweeney extension today. The Red Sox underachieving. Is there a bit of a window for the Patriots to kind of capitalize in this city?
Yeah, I think the window is door. Any kind of orifice is always ajar for the Patriots to walk right through.
Jeez.
Because
any kind.
Yeah. opening entrance. So I think that they have an opportunity here because the NFL rules, and it has long since ruled. I think post-2004, by the time 2006, 2007 rolled around, I think the Red Sox had started to become secondary by then, and now the gap is so massive that people are only interested in, you know, how the Patriots doing? What are the Patriots doing? People, you know, there is certainly Celtics conversation, but I think the Patriots are much more universal. So I think the Patriots do have an opportunity now with the conversation to carry it through. It is going to be a hard road to hoe. I'll be candid. So it is for you, too. I don't like not having live sports as a media member. We've had live sports in multiple, you know, for years through June that can dominate our conversation, whether it be Celtics or Bruins. And now we're not going to have that. So we're going to spend a little more time than we need to on the Patriots when they're not really doing anything of note.
Sox had a nice win. Tom, don't sell the Sox short. They had a nice win last night.
A live sport.
Yeah, but I think that there's a nice window for the Patriots, as I said.
Yep, I would tend to agree with that. Do you have any thoughts on the recent report that Bill Belichick is now engaged to his idea mill and creative muse, Jordan Hudson?
I'll believe it when I get the invite. I hope that you guys would feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, we're still
waiting. I'll just send the gift.
We're waiting on City Connect jerseys, so I don't know that we're going to be getting any invites to this grand wedding. Mm-hmm. But that will be interesting to follow. Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday, NBC Sports Boston. As always, we appreciate the time. You can check out the latest from Tom on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. You can check him out all over NBC Sports Boston, including Early Edition last night with Rich Keefe. Tom, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Tom E. Curran joining us here on WEEI. I do get what he's saying. I mean, we might really hyper-focus in on the Patriots without the Celtics going on a deep run, but I think most people are looking at the Patriots pretty favorable these days. I have them for 9 wins. You have them for 10 wins.
Yeah.
Curran had them for 9 or 10.
10, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think even people trying to – trust me, I was trying to find some losses in there. It's hard to pick too many losses for this team.
I mean, if everything's equal, football is going to be the most popular, right, if everything's equal. And with the Bruins taking a massive dip, the Celtics, due to injuries and everything else, taking a dip.
Well, and the Celtics, they don't have games. Like, obviously, big transactions happen. We'll be talking
about it.
But just the lack of that, I think, really opens things up for the Pats.
Yeah, and you know, it's a change in coach, and it's a guy that a lot of fans wanted 2 years ago. Right when Belichick was gone, that split the fan base. But the fans that were like, all right, if you're going to move on from Bill, get Vrabel. And they didn't. So that's a shot in the arm. I think people are a little bit more torn on Drake May. Like, we definitely get pushback on Drake May. Like, he's in the eyes of many, he's already been anointed.
Yeah.
But at least to me, he is so much better right away than Mac Jones. He is a real sign of, like, this guy could be a thing. I'm not saying he is a top 5, top 10 quarterback yet. But it feels like you have that opportunity.
The ceiling is there. Mac, you knew there was no ceiling.
No, it just wasn't. Yeah. It just wasn't there. And so they did. They spent money in free agency, and you can quibble on whether they spent it at the position you wanted them to or not, but they did spend on it. They have a bunch of new starters, and it's hammered home again. They have a really easy schedule. Like, the expectation for them, now it could backfire. The expectation for the Red Sox was 90 wins. They're below 500 right now.
Yeah, not looking
so
great.
So it could go south. I mean, Tom mentioned the first 4 games. You know, maybe you go 2-2, you're kind of treading water. If you go 1-3 with some of those winnable games, that could turn on you. But the flip side's also true. You go 3-1 right off the rip, you're like, here we go. And like, this team is playoff bound.
And the schedule even lightens up from the first month of the year.
Yeah.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Tom, a real direct shot, I think, at the match. He said there's no live sporting events going on.
Oh, we got one going on right now.
Well, technically, there isn't. The stream's down.
Stream's down.
Oh, the stream is down?
Stream's down.
What?
Well, technical snafu. It is a cold day out there.
Yeah.
I got text messages out to both Twitch Mitch and Eamon. I've got nothing back.
They're icing me.
They're like the Red Sox. They're icing me out. I got nothing.
We just want updates.
All I want is updates. What I really want to see is both off the tee box.
Yeah.
I want to see what that looks like. And then from there, I want to be able to, see if there's any live betting for this. There's got to be.
Greg came in as a heavy favorite at minus 300.
That line moved because he's claiming he has a bad back. Yeah, it went to minus 225.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
That's significant.
Hello, my friends.
I missed that. We got an update? What's the update?
Oh, that was the update. The line moved.
Oh, that's the update. Now, that was earlier.
Stream's still down.
That was earlier in the show. If the stream is up, Terp can pop it up on our Twitch and YouTube as well. So we'll be able to do live updates. We assume. But this is, you know, it's the first of its kind. I don't remember any other one-on-one golf match here at WEEI.
Now, some might say we're working the kinks out. Some might say, Keith, if we were there or physically there for it,
it was an idea some of us had.
Some of these kinks may not be such a hurdle.
We could be right there on the 19th hole, my favorite.
We could be there.
Yeah.
But okay. We'll continue to try to keep our eyes open for this.
All right. So this is what I'm talking about. So the team won four games last season. How did they jump up to 10 that quick? I'm telling you, go through the schedule.
They're favored in 11
games. They play all garbage teams, and I think they got better. I think they have a real coach now, and I think you're hoping for a year or two jump from the quarterback. I understand there's a hope, but then they brought in like real players. Like Milton Williams is a real player. Robert Spillane's a real player. Their offensive line's better. I like their draft. Like, I don't know. I think that's how you go. And it's the NFL. That's the other thing. How many times has it happened?
Don't yell at us. Yell at the betting markets. They're favored in 11 games.
Yell at the betting markets.
Yeah, go ahead and yell at that.
See how far that gets you.
Meanwhile, we're also getting asked, will we be at the road show in Newport? Correct. We will be there for that. That is something we will be there for.
That is a dirty rumor.
So pencil that in. We'll be on the road, Jones and Keith.
So a week from Friday. Not this Friday.
No. Not this week from Friday.
We'll be there.
Week from Friday in Newport.
Drink it in. Have brunch with the boys.
We'll try to get you updates here on the match, assuming they get the stream up and running again on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Greg V. Scheim.
One out, one on. Top nine. Pitch. On the ground. Could end it. Hamilton to his left. To second for one. Relay to first. Double play. Ball game over. Chapman slams the door shut. Ramon Vasquez. Filling in for Alex Cora. Gets a high five in the Red Sox dugout. He made all the right moves tonight. And the Red Sox win the opener from the Mets 3-1.
Big win for Ramon Vasquez without Alex Cora last night.
Big W.
Big win for the Red Sox. That is an impressive showing last night. Chapman was pretty good, by the way, pumping in 102.
Chapman's
and then gets
been
the double
good.
Play. No, that's what I meant to say.
When they signed him, we were like, really? And no, he's been good.
He's been good. Doesn't make him a good guy. Doesn't make him likable.
Nope.
But it does make us wrong about the signing. That's been a valuable signing for the Red Sox to this.
A little bit better than Kenley Jansen. I don't know if you've caught up with Kenley Jansen at all this year.
Oh, I have. Is he pitching poorly?
Yeah, he stinks.
I was going to say, it's definitely better than what Jansen was giving you last year. Where is he? L.A.? The Angels?
With the Angels. He does have nine saves, but his ERA is over five.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
Okay, well, I'll wear that one. That's one thing.
In your face.
One thing that is working out very well for the Red Sox, not overall for the team, but when Chapman's out there, he's been pretty good. A lot going on today on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to mixing in some thoughts on the Red Sox. Big breaking news early on in the show. Don Sweeney has a two-year extension as GM of the Boston Bruins. We've reacted to that. We'll continue to take your phone calls there. And Bill Belichick. Rumors are Jordan Hudson telling at least one person.
That's right.
The two are engaged.
Maybe the maid of honor.
Has that been confirmed anywhere? I've seen the New York Times report that.
New York Times had it.
But
so
I'm saying I haven't seen anybody else jump in.
Me neither.
Page Six or anybody jump it. TMZ jump in to confirm
the news.
Well,
like Curran said, he'll wait till he gets the invite. Then it's real.
That's a good point. Yeah. So we'll get to all of that. Plus, we'll update you on the match.
Oh, yeah. I got an update.
They've wrapped up the first hole, so stay tuned for all of that. But it's Two for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 to the contest line right now, 617-931-0937. If you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Orioles on May 24th at Fenway Park. And caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word to Billy. You get two tickets, Red Sox, Orioles, May 24th, Fenway Park. Good luck there. One more pair of tickets you can win on Jones and Keefe. It'll continue through WEEI afternoons today as well. Now, you might say, boy, they're only through the first hole. It's 1230. Didn't they hit the... Hello, my friends.
Now watch this drive.
Oh, Joe, that actually means there's an update. So the match, a slight delay, then there's a little issue with the stream, but I think we're back up and running here. So we have cameras out there on the course. Through one hole, Greg Hill in the lead. According to our golf correspondent, Courtney Cox, Chris Scheim shot a seven on the first hole. Greg Hill a five.
Now, do we know? Is it a par five?
I don't know.
Okay.
it looked like it, because we had the stream up during the commercial, and it looked like he two-putted, so I think he must have parted, but I don't know.
Greg two-putted, Scheim three-putted. That we saw.
So is he up just one, or is he actually up two? Are they doing, like, stroke play, or are they doing, like, a skins game? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. Is it stroke play or match play? I don't know. But I know what you're asking. I don't know the answer, though. I don't know how they're keeping score. But Greg is Greg won the first hole, and he's up two strokes.
Yeah.
So there's all the metrics that we know.
And for those asking, we're probably not going to go to their mic'd up feed because apparently they've been letting them loose. They've been letting them fly.
Makes sense. They're working blue.
Yeah, not radio friendly when you shank a drive. So they're walking the course on two right now.
I have been told the audio, there's a lot of heavy breath on the audio. Mixed in with the cursing, there's a lot of heavy breathing walking the course.
Well, they're only playing nine, but they are walking the course. So Scheim and Greg out there walking with their caddies.
How would you describe their play style, Keith, in terms of the pace of play?
Slow. Like the Bryson DeChambeau of WEEI.
I'm not sure.
Not great, Bob.
Now, look. Greg,
it's not the Mike D'Antoni offense.
Greg nailed the putt, but Greg was doing a lot of sizing up of that second putt on the first hole.
Like a lot.
Like he had to step away at one point.
Maybe the gallery was screaming. We couldn't hear things.
We can't hear what's going on there. That's true.
Maybe he walked away from the putt just to get readjusted. But
he kind of looked like he knew it too. I mean, he felt bad, but he stepped away. He really took his time. So the pace of play is not. We're not going to be able to talk to these guys.
I talked to Greg earlier, and I was like, listen, whoever wins. Or maybe even whoever loses, if they want to call in before 2 o'clock, but that is not going to happen.
No, I mean, unless
it took a half hour to play one hole.
Unless you want to talk to him on the fourth hole.
Or tomorrow at 10. Maybe tomorrow
at 10. We'll get the wrap up.
So, yeah, maybe you'll find out on their show who ended up winning. But really, it was two different approaches prior to the match. Scheim was very confident, and Greg was coming up with as many excuses as possible.
Yeah. And we heard that Greg had his worst round ever on Sunday.
That's true.
But he went out. I mean, he looked pretty good.
He said he's the master of the short game, though. He said that's really where he dominates.
Well, I heard him say that.
Looks like he's back on the dance floor there.
Driving for show, putting for dough. That's a good approach by Greg. Greg's looking like he was the odds-on favorite for a reason.
Is that Scheim in the beach there? I think Scheim's in the beach.
I think it might be. Yeah,
this is going to be, oh, man.
It's going to be a rough day for Scheim.
I'm going to lose a couple hams here on Scheim, I think. I'm not liking this early now, unless he's like a big comeback kid. But people are saying there's a lot of heavy breathing going on from Scheim's end. So,
well, yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, he's full on sand trap right now. I don't love that.
Nope.
I can't imagine like golfing and having that many people watching you. Usually, like when I golf, you have like the three other people in your group, and that's kind of it.
Oh man, look at Greg's big smile on his face. Greg's got a face like he knows it's already in the bag.
Yeah, this thing might be over.
Yeah,
they might not play the nine.
No.
Scheim said today.
Should Scheim withdraw? Should Scheim just withdraw gracefully. And blame like
gracefully?
Withdraw with like a pulled hammy or something?
He should withdraw.
Ow!
He should withdraw.
Ow!
It'd be like, listen, I'm going to not waste everybody's time here. Yeah, Where's he walking? Where's Scheim walking to? He's not even.
Skip the green. Oh, that's a long, lonely walk.
At least he's back in the grass.
Yeah, at least it's green where you landed.
Oh, he's still walking.
Oh, that's a long race.
The hole's over, Scheim.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got to just give it to him.
Well, you're like, the caddy's not even with him. He's like, I'll just take this club and hit it again. Not a good sign.
No, this might be over before the second hole's even over.
So it's like a par. So they're doing nine holes. So it's like a par 36. And they asked Scheim when he called in this morning. They're like, what do you think you're going to shoot? He's like, I don't know, like a 41. Like on the first four holes?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he wasn't sure on all nine holes was the question.
I don't love it.
But there you go. That looks better.
Good approach there by Scheim.
There you go. That's working.
Right? Yeah.
He's still away, but that's okay.
He's still there with Greg's shot. So this is going to be a disaster. But we'll update you. We got people on the course now checking in with us.
And you can tune in with our audio, a lot of video of the match, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I mentioned, Keith, some pretty significant updates today.
Busy day.
Don Sweeney back with a 2-year extension. We're thumbs up, thumbs down on that.
So I'm not surprised. I would say if I had to pick between the two, thumbs down. I thought if anybody needed to maybe play out the lame duck year, it would be Don Sweeney, who's done it once in his career before, and that's when things were going well. Things did not go well last year.
No.
The fan base is restless. And they fired every coach under the sun. They traded half their roster, and then they're like, extension. So I don't think it's coming at a great time. The only thing we can think of is maybe this helps in the head coaching job search, but I actually feel the opposite. I'd be like, if I'm a head coach interviewing around the league and I go to the Bruins, whether Don Sweeney's there, locked up, 1 year or gone, I'd be like, this is not really the best place to be with job security. You guys win a lot of games in the regular season and then you lay it all on the coach. It's happened multiple times now. And if Don Sweeney himself has fired multiple coaches. So why would I feel great about Don Sweeney being here for the long haul? I would be like, you're going to be here longer than I am.
Yeah.
So what does it matter if he's a lame duck or not? Specifically for the coach.
I think the whole coaching aspect of it is very interesting, especially when you saw the Bruins were in on Tockett, didn't choose to go here. They were in on Mike Sullivan, didn't choose to go here. And neither of those teams were good either. Those weren't playoff teams. So you have to wonder if that, just the way they burn through coaches, is working against them. But no, we're a thumbs down on Sweeney getting an extension. I'm with you. I didn't expect to wake up today and get the news. Like, that surprises me. And that element, or that aspect, rather, it's surprising. But the way that Charlie Jacobs and Cam Neely talked about this after the season, you knew this is where it was going. You knew Don Sweeney was going to be the guy, it seemed like.
Oh, they defended him big time.
For a time period. And so 10 years after his disastrous first draft, and then missing the playoffs this past season, he's rewarded for all of it. I know Bruins fans are pissed. We were reading you a bunch of the live reactions to the team's announcement, the tweets, which were pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's that update. The other big update is that Bill Belichick and Jordan reportedly, and I am curious that this has not been confirmed by the TMZs of the world or the Page Sixes of the world.
I know what's going on.
And it wasn't the story. It was tucked into a much larger story about Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson and their relationship in a story in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of, I don't want to call it a throwaway line, but it's something that was tucked in there by a reporter at the New York Times on a much bigger story about Bill and Jordan, with news about Hard Knocks and their relationship and how Bill was avoiding all distractions until she got into his life. And then the way it was written is that she's told at least one person that they're engaged, but
no follow-up on that.
Not like written firmly that they are engaged, or speaking to other sources, this and that. Where's TMZ? Where's Page Six? But that's the reporting today. Good for the lovebirds, Keith.
I know. I love love.
You do.
And so even if it's a 50-year age gap, I suppose it's still...
it's happy news.
Love. Yeah.
I mean, not for Brian or Steve or Amanda or any of them.
No, that is something else. Like,
not happy news for them, but for these two individuals, happy news.
Hello, my friends. Now watch this drive.
Oh, Jones, I got an update for you from the match. They are through two holes. Greg Hill takes hole two. Greg Hill with a four.
Okay, so he's gone 5-4.
Scheim, 6.
Seven!
Scheim went 7-6.
That looked worse than 6.
So 13 strokes thus far for Chris Scheim to 9. So if you're playing it, if they are playing it that way, which I think they are, Greg is up 4-2.
Okay, but it honestly looked worse.
It looked
worse than that. Like, I'm actually a little heartened for Scheim after.
Scheim must
that.
Have buried the putt after we went away from the screen, because he was in the beach and then he launched it well over the green. And then he sank the next putt for all we know.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's even that close, quite frankly.
But yeah, Scheim's going to have to regroup. And I don't know if they're allowed to get like a beer and a dog after three holes.
You think that's what he is? You think he just...
I need a beer and a dog watching this.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he needs a beer and a dog?
There's nothing that a beer and a dog can't solve. Having a bad day, beer and a dog. Having a great day, you want to make it even better, beer and a dog. Rainy day, beer and a dog.
Yeah, I think he might. Yeah, maybe he needs to fuel up.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that. He's a little low energy or something like that.
I mean, it's pretty impressive that Greg's winning and he has
Jackson on the back.
Jackson as his caddy. He's still getting it done.
Well, maybe we shortchanged Jackson. Maybe he's got some real good insight out there.
Could be, have a mind for the game.
It could be.
Yeah.
Maybe we've all
helping him with club selection.
We've all overlooked that.
Yeah.
So you can discuss the match. We got some Red Sox updates along with the big news of the day. Don Sweeney, 2-year extension, and Bill Belichick, maybe not, proposing to Jordan Hudson. That's according to the New York Times. I'm still looking for some confirmation on
what
that.
What a day.
But I can't see how that one played out. It's
they're doing match play. We're being told they're doing match
play.
Okay,
so it's 2-0.
So they're 2-0 then.
Okay.
Okay.
So Scheim still got...
Dormy?
Still got life. Still got life. He is down 2-0, down 4 strokes overall,
Man.
As we'll calculate both.
All right, well, seven holes to play, so Scheim's still got a little bit of...
Yeah, no matter how they're counting him, it's not a great start
it's
for
not, Scheim. Oh, that's fair. That's fair, regardless of how you're playing this thing.
But on the Bill Jordan thing, I can absolutely see how it went. It went from, Jordan, we got to de-emphasize you on some of the PR stuff. You can't sit in on interviews. You can't dress me anymore. You're not going to be allowed in the facility at North Carolina. You can't do any of that. And she flew off the handle, and Bill's like, okay, to make it better,
right.
I guess I'll propose. I think that has to be
Would
how it went
do
down.
Me the honor of being my wife.
617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. And it's Tuesday, 12:45, which means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body.
Hello, my friends.
Now watch this drive.
Well, before we get to Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe WEEI, we have an update on the match, Greg Hill versus Chris Scheim. They are on to the third hole right now. And I have to be the bearer of bad tidings to the Scheim fans out there.
Oh, no, because Greg was up last we knew 2-0.
He won the first hole convincingly, won the second hole convincingly.
More convincingly.
We were watching the third tee shot.
Yeah, it was our first look at them off the tees. We hadn't gotten a good look at that yet.
That's right. And I wish we hadn't because... Chris Scheim, I don't think, made it to the women's tees.
No chance.
Which it made normal it to the rule, tees, yeah. I think that means naked hole. Or you at least go pants down for the next hole.
Oh, is that the rule?
So we'll have to find out. We'll have to blur it on the Twitch screen.
Yeah, stay tuned to Twitch.
Scheim might
out,
have
yeah.
to do like a Porky Pig or like a Donald Duck, Winnie the Pooh
sure.
type of situation.
Yeah.
In fact, our golf correspondent, Courtney Cox, texted me the update. Scheim's wheels are falling off, duffed it off the tee, maybe worst case scenario. Her now, words, not mine.
Yeah, that's
But
that's
I would tend
Courtney.
To agree with her based now, on what we've seen.
Now, what I didn't see, I saw Greg off the tee. Yeah. It didn't look like he got all of it, but I saw Greg off the tee.
Straight.
Much further than Scheim took at least two shots to get to where Greg was, but Greg also wasn't sitting super pretty with his tee shot.
No.
So Scheim might have been putting extra pressure on himself. No, maybe there was a window there and then... As Courtney said, the wheels are falling off.
And so they're only playing nine holes, mercifully.
Yeah, they're not. They might not need to play all five.
Some are suggesting, it won't happen.
Yeah.
We probably won't even see the nine. It's taken them a long time to play two holes. And it's just the two of them. And there's nobody in front of them.
We're at 49 minutes, tee shots plus through two holes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we will continue to pass along updates, at least till 2 o'clock. It may be over.
I think it's over
Greg
right now.
Greg could be up five with four to go.
I think it's over.
Feels over.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the whole thing, though, is Scheim said he's going to shoot a 41.
Yeah, this is the problem.
He thought he was going to, what's that? Five bogeys, four pars?
Yeah.
That's what he thought was going to happen?
That's what he thought was going to happen. Because this is, I would never talk a big game about my golf game. I haven't golfed in years. I'm laughing at them, but I understand I'm horrible. I would never say I'm any good.
They both golf a lot.
Right.
I mean, I'm not even making fun of Greg. Greg's doing well. Greg's up big right now.
Yeah.
Up two holes, up four shots.
Yes.
Rough. I fit better in like a scramble. I'm more of a best ball kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll use yours that time. We'll use yours.
But if it was like me, you, and Scheim, there wouldn't be a lot of best ones to pick.
No,
from.
We would need a fourth. We need a good
fourth. We need a good fourth. Yeah. Okay,
we
good.
Need a strong fourth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll get you updates as that goes along. But let's go to Texas Jones for this Kiefer Madness story where a gentleman found himself in a situation.
A Houston man is suing Whataburger for nearly $1 million.
All right, so a Houston man is suing Whataburger.
Yeah, it sounded like you said Whataburger. Yeah.
A Houston man is suing Whataburger for nearly $1 million.
Whataburger. Yeah.
A Houston gentleman is suing them for $1 million.
Yeah.
Any idea as to why?
I've seen people sue a fast food restaurant. Maybe his coffee was too hot. His food was too hot.
Hot
like a
coffee.
Like a
Kramer.
French French fries are much too hot. Something like that.
Or snake fell through the ceiling.
Yeah,
we've done that story.
Could certainly be something awful served to them in their food accidentally. I bet that's in play too.
All right, let's find out.
After he says he ate a burger with onions.
That's it?
Yeah, burger with onions.
Ate a burger with onions.
Yep.
Oh.
He didn't order it.
Not like a rat tail.
Not a rat tail. Not
centipede.
Human finger. None of
okay,
that.
None of that.
No, onions.
Just you ordered it and you got some onions.
I want no onions on it. They put onions on it. He's like, $1 million.
Are onions standard at Whataburger?
I would assume, yeah, maybe. I mean, but if he asked for no onions, it happens.
Okay.
After he says he ate a burger with onions, after asking for one without onions.
Right.
According to court documents, Demary Wilson had an allergic reaction last July after eating the burger.
Okay, are you on his side now? Allergic reaction means allergic to onions?
I mean, now look, I'm not one to get angry at the service industry.
Me
it's not
either.
Easy, but you said, as you said earlier, I ordered no onions. Why are there onions on this thing? I was already on his side.
Yeah.
Even before any sort of incident.
You know, I had a real moment the other day that, so I always get like an iced coffee and then I like a splash of milk. Just a splash. Just enough to change the color.
Just to lighten up a little bit.
Just to lighten it up a little bit.
Okay.
So I pulled through the drive-thru and the person hands it to me. It looked like a giant jug of milk. And I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's your coffee that you ordered. I'm like, and I don't say anything. I'm like, okay, thanks. And I drank a big cup of milk on my way to work.
Yeah.
I was like, that was not good. I know you order a black, which is probably the safe way to do it.
Yeah, it's
I like a little, just a little.
Really, really can't be screwed up. But I'm telling you right now, if I ordered a black and it came with cream and sugar, I would do the exact same thing you did. I would take my coffee, go on my merry way.
See, if it's sugar, I got to give it back.
I wouldn't be thrilled about it, but yeah, I would just deal with it.
This is my coffee today.
I'd rather drink the coffee with cream and sugar than send it back and get spit in my.
Right.
I would much rather that.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Demary Wilson had an allergic reaction last July after eating the burger. He says he specifically requested they leave off the onions.
Okay.
He claims he had to seek medical care after sustaining, quote, serious personal injuries due to the onion.
Serious personal injuries? Okay.
What injuries did you sustain? I can't tell you that. You don't want to be very specific?
He touched the onions and then rub his eyes?
Maybe. Or?
Something like
or
that.
Or? Lower.
Lower.
I guess
he might have had to stab himself with an EpiPen.
It's true, right?
He might have had to. I don't know.
You can be allergic to onions, I assume.
Sure.
You can be allergic to anything, right?
Yeah.
So he, personal injuries.
Yeah.
And I guess he tried to figure that out. So you're like, I'm kind of feeling bad for the guy a little bit.
But I would like more information on what these personal injuries are.
Me too.
Okay.
And I would also like, how did you land on $1 million? Seems like maybe like a get rich quick scheme, but maybe not. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
It's not the first time he sued a fast food chain either. Wilson sued Sonic for the same situation around the same time last year.
It's a yearly tradition.
This man.
Every year he sues a company.
This man might be overly litigious. Yep. Now we have a track record of potential exploitation here. Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with the people on the text line. If you are allergic, you got to always check. Like if he has a real bad onion allergy, wouldn't you just pop the hood up a little bit?
Yeah. Text line, my kid has food allergies. No. You know what you do? You check for onions before eating it.
Oh, dear. We have an update now.
Shime's up to
hello, my friends.
His shoulders and fescue.
It appears, though, Shime is in 4 feet of grass.
Yeah, that's not fescue. That is
that's
just,
not even, is that deep rough?
Yeah, that's where the course goes. No one's hitting it over here. Just leave it. No,
that's fine.
Yeah.
There might be a gator in there for all we know. That is, you want to avoid that. That's a hazard. Shime's digging right. He's got two other people helping him look for his ball. You got to pull the plug.
Hey, put that back up. Turp,
can we see that again?
Yeah, I need that again.
You got to pull the plug on
that's
this.
That's the lasting image of this.
Shime is dressed like $1,000,010.
No, well, this is, Shime came in talking a big game.
You can't tell by this photo. Yeah, it looks like.
Shime came
in talking. I saw two bikers having sex off a 9. How am I supposed to chip with that going on?
No, Shime came in talking a big game and dressed like $1,000,000.
Yeah. He looks the part. Look the part, be the part,
Greg's
as
got
Avon
like
Barksdale once said.
Greg's got like a hoodie going on.
Yeah.
All kinds of excuses. But Greg's not talking about it. He's being about it.
He's just hitting
and Shime is just, you know, shoulders deep in the rough.
No surprise. Another update to the update. Greg did, in fact, win the third hole.
Oh, okay. So it's 3-0.
Yeah, he's up 3-0.
Okay. So
3-love.
3-love, as they say.
3-love.
In the golfing world.
So, all right. Well, Best of luck to Shime. I don't know how he's going to spin this tomorrow.
This is a good point by the text line. That's Tick City over there. Shime's going to come out of this. Not only with his reputation in shambles, but actual.
You lost in five holes, and you now have Lyme's disease. What happened out there? He should have taken a full flex day is what it sounds like.
Yeah,
and I'm very much Team Shime. I'm a fan of Shime. I know there's a lot of backlash against Shime. There seems to be a lot of people that hate Shime.
He set himself up for this. It's unfortunate. I wanted to see him do well, but he set himself up for this.
Oh, man.
Not good.
No.
All right, well, T's and P's to
getting
Shime.
Destroyed.
Out there is the Twitch. Yeah. How are the comments in the Twitch chat? Have they started to feel
they're
bad yet or no?
Super favorable.
They have,
to Shime.
Okay, they haven't
would,
started to
I would
feel
leave
bad.
It at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would leave it at that.
Okay.
Not doing great.
All right.
Update from Courtney. Shime has started drinking at least.
Oh, good.
Because he said he was going to do like a dry round. He was thinking of maybe not drinking, but after losing the first three holes, I'd be just pounding
shots. Yeah, the nerves were getting to him, I think. That was the problem. He's still got time to turn it around.
Yeah, you need that swing juice a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some of that
He
going.
Still has margin for – he can drop one more hole. He still has margin for error.
Yeah,
he does.
Yes.
You know, let's see if the drinking lightens the nerves a little bit.
It's tough. So now they're on the tee box on four. Cool day out there. It's a cold day for golf.
Yeah, well, Shime looked like at one point had put on another layer. That's back off. Greg's in his
hoodie. Yeah, oh, he's going to be sweating at
you
this
You slice
yeah.
this one, though. You're in the forest.
Oh, you don't want to go right on this hole. What is that, a road
no,
down there?
Yeah, I'd be
what
aiming all the way in the left corner of the screen. I'd
By
be aiming way
path.
Over there and still put it off to the right side.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Shime gets it past the ladies' tees. That's what he's going to be gunning for. Look at that wide open stance.
Well,
I just want to see that
swing doesn't go very far back for Greg.
No,
but
he's hitting it forward, and when you have a big lead like this, that's the play.
That's true. You don't want to shoot your way out of a game like the Celtics.
No,
you don't want to go big swings.
Yeah, Greg is first half Celtics game 1-2. He's up 20 right now.
Correct.
And what's Shime going to do? Shime going to play a little desperate here?
Let's just stick with it.
Let's at least see Shime. Based on the
see
last
where this one goes, because this.
Shime's shoes match his shirt, though.
This is your,
I mean,
no,
the guy
I mean,
looks
the,
awesome.
The guy dressed like he showed up for golf. He's not playing like it, but he dressed like it.
I think he made the mistake of agreeing to be mic'd up. People say there's a lot of heavy breathing, which I can't blame the guy.
All right, just don't go down
Come on,
that ravine, please. Where's that? That was in the air.
Oh, a quick pickup of the tee.
No,
he liked that one.
He did.
Yeah,
he liked
that one quite a bit.
Yeah, even if he's back on the beach, that's who knows. That's better than down the mountain here.
This could be the beginning of something, though. If you win this one, does that a little bit of doubt in Greg's mind?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would say.
But Greg's all smiles, though. I think he's going to be fine.
Especially given that Celtics analogy. That's looming right over his shoulder.
That's true.
Okay, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI for more on the match. We'll get back to the news of the day. The Bruins extending Don Sweeney and more from Bill Belichick and his engagement. That wasn't the only detail in the New York Times story. We have more coming up next.